Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for February 26th to March 3rd. We're back from LA Sevens, and so we're getting into our highlights. New Zealand secured a consecutive victory at LA Sevens, setting the stage for the seventh stop in Hong Kong on April 5th to the 7th. The Celtic Challenge wrapped up with the Wolfhounds crowned as champions, but we get to see the rest of the results now. Germany made a notable return to international rugby. Italy's contracted players are still awaiting renewals as they head into the Six Nations. And the 2024 WXV locations were revealed, as well as we take a global look at the premier and club competitions around the world. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. In Sevens news, New Zealand secured back-to-back victories at LA Sevens, with Australia placing second, USA third, and Canada fourth. South Africa's advancement to the quarterfinal stage marked a huge achievement for this season, and they culminated that with a sixth-place finish. In another big development, Brazil achieved an 8th place finish, marking their second best ever finish in history. Japan's triumph in the 9th-10th semifinal against Spain and subsequent victory over Great Britain secured them 9th place overall. Sharni Smale of Australia, Chloe Pell of France, and Portia Woodman-Wickliffe of New Zealand all reached the milestone of 50 tournament appearances each. Tyla King's try also stole headlines, propelling her beyond Canada's Ghislaine Landry as the all-time leading point scorer in HSBC Sevens history. The Dream Team featured 3 Kiwis, 2 Aussies, 1 Canadian, and 1 American. We've got some real twists in the standings after the LA Sevens stop. Australia is still on top. New Zealand just 4 points behind them now. France is holding steady in third. USA and Canada swapped places. The real nail-biter, though, is in the relegation fight. Great Britain is just hanging on with a 1-point lead over Brazil. South Africa and Japan picked up crucial points, but they'll need to pull off some spectacular performances in the last 2 stops to stay clear of relegation. Looking ahead, we go to Hong Kong, April 5th through 7th, with the pools. Pool A, New Zealand, France, Brazil, Great Britain. Pool B, Australia, South Africa, Ireland, Fiji. Pool C, USA, Canada, Japan, Spain. Switching over to 15s in the Celtic Challenge, we already knew the Wolfhounds won. They did that last week, but the final rankings see Edinburgh 2nd, Gwali 3rd, Clovers 4th, Brython 5th, and Glasgow 6th. The Irish teams claimed the top and 4th positions, while Scotland secured 2nd and 6th, and the Welsh teams finished in 3rd and 5th positions. Germany delivered a standout performance in their return to international play against Belgium. They secured a convincing 36-17 victory. Belgium did give them some trouble closer to halftime, but Germany maintained control throughout the match to take the win. In January 2023, Italy introduced contracts for 22 players. However, recent reports are suggesting that these contracts may have not been renewed, raising concerns with Italy in camp and Six Nations approaching. USA is set for the 2024 American Series, facing Canada at Dignity Health Sports Park on April 28th. This marks their first home match since the 2021 Pacific Four Series. Tickets are on sale already. Let's go pack the house. Scheduled for July 10th through the 14th, the 2024 Rugby Americas North Senior Women's 15s Tournament will be hosted in Mexico City. Participating teams have not been confirmed, but normally we would see Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, Guyana, Barbados, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The locations for the 2024 WXV tournament were revealed. WXV1 will be in Canada, WXV in South Africa, and WXV3 returns to Dubai. Concerns persist around transparency and fairness in the qualification process, especially with potential implications of the Netherlands winning the Rugby Europe Championship, and Dubai hosting for their 2nd consecutive year raises concerns about limited support for LGBTQ+ individuals and minimal rugby presence beyond Dubai Sevens. Sport on Search released this amazing graphic showing unprecedented global search interest in women's sports in 2023. Barclay Women's Super League at the top, 258% growth, EuroLeague Women at 76%, Women's Champion League at 70%, and our very own TikTok Women's Six Nations had a 59% increase among these other sports. In Premier and Club news, Gloucester Heart Prairie continues their undefeated round. After round 13 of Allianz PWR, they lead the standings with Saracen in 2nd, Exeter in 3rd, Bristol in 4th. The top 4 teams are closely contested, making it unlikely for any other teams to break in before the semifinals begin. Wicklow and Galwegians secured their first Energy AI victories since November and December, respectively. Meanwhile, UL Bohemian, the leaders, extended their winning streak to a dozen consecutive wins by triumphing at Cook. In France's Elite One, Bordeaux and Toulouse maintain their leads in their respective pools after 9 rounds. We anticipate more details about their semifinals coming soon. Spain's Iberdrola League has completed 9 rounds, and Majadahonda still at the top.
became the first team to enter the semifinals. Salvador's unexpected victory over Krat keeps the remaining spots open. Chiefs Manawa leads the Super Rugby Opaque after the initial round, securing their position by defeating Hurricanes Poa, who had a special haka for their government this week, while the Blues also claim victory against Matatu. And an exciting development, the final will be shown in a vertical format and streamed live and free on TikTok. In Italy's Series A elite, Valsugna continues leading the playoff group, while Capitolina leads the playoff group. The Black Pearls extended their undefeated streak, maintaining their top spot in the Nile Special Rugby Premiership League after five rounds. We refreshed our USA Club's D1 and D2 standings, and it was confirmed that Nationals will be in Austin, Texas on May 17th to 19th. The Nanfeng Group Suite Hong Kong's premiership season is approaching semifinals and their final, but their site seems to be having trouble displaying results or fixtures. We'd love to give you an update, but we'll have to wait for their site to be fixed. The Welsh Premiership encountered another setback as they had the matches this week all canceled, intensifying ongoing concerns. Additionally, Nelson Bell's withdrawal after playing only one match this season further adds to the challenges faced by the league. The schedule for USA's WPL has been released, with matches kicking off April 27th, followed by semifinals on September 7th and finals on September 14th. We close out the week with 13 features and 5 media. Stay connected by subscribing to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, or Patreon. Follow us on all of your preferred social media platforms to never miss out.